Okay, somebody's asking about Market Profile. Do I use Market Profile in your trading? I spent a week with Peter Stottlemyre back, I think, 1988 or something, early on. You know, he was getting a lot of publicity then about Market Profile trading. I think it's a stupid idea. And I probably lost $3,000 trading that week. I don't remember, but I lost a lot of money. And he was standing right there over my shoulder. And I just think it's a dumb idea. I think it's a bad way to portray price action. There are many ways to portray it. You can use point and figure charts that portrays it. You can use a line chart. You can use a dot chart. To me, most traders use some form of candle charts. Institutional traders, a lot of them use just line charts. You can use a dome. That portrays price action as well. But I personally think Market Profile, you'll lose money if you do it. To me, I say this, I apologize in advance. It's so easy to make money off a five-minute chart that a day like this, I probably see 40, 50, 60 trades on a day like this. Obviously, I don't take them all, but why would I ever use anything else? Where else can I see that many trades? I know Richard is listening in, and you know, he likes using the dome, but I see far more things on a five-minute chart than I could ever see on the dome or in any other kind of chart. Just listen to me all day long. I'm just talking about what the market is telling me it's probably going to do. So let me say one other thing about Market Profile. If a person likes using a Market Profile chart, and if a person's consistently making money and they're really happy doing it, I think they should do it. I think if a person likes indicators or bands or tick charts or volume charts or 1 minute charts or 15 second charts or hour charts, and they're happy and they're consistently making money, they should do it. If they like oscillators, same thing, right? To me, if you're making money as a trader, you deserve admiration and respect, you know, because you're doing a wonderful thing. You're doing something hard, and you're doing it really well. And then if you're happy doing it, that's even so much better. If this is your career, you have to like what you're doing. You have to come into the day every day. You just can't wait to get started. So part of what you do as a trader is you explore, you try different things. You try Market Profile, you try indicators, you try 1 minute charts, you try 60 minute charts. You just got to find where you're comfortable, and you got to find where you can make money. However, to me, it does not matter what you do. I talked to you about what I do. It suits my personality. However, anybody who consistently makes money deserves a lot of admiration. And anything, if you're on a commercial cleaning business and you have guys emptying trash cans at night, if you do a really good job, you deserve a lot of admiration. And if I had an office building, I'd want to hire you. You'd make me happy. You'd be making my life easier. So anybody who does anything well, synchronized swimming, one of the dumbest sports in the world. If somebody does it really well, I'm going to admire what they're doing. It doesn't matter. If anybody's doing anything well, I'm going to admire it because it takes a lot of hard work to do something well. And if it makes you happy, and if you're doing anything well, just about anything in life, people will pay you. There'll be enough people out there. There'll be enough demand for anything. So if you do anything well in life, run a restaurant, run a dry cleaner, run a grocery store, a shoe repair shop, anything. It doesn't matter. A website. If you do it well, people are going to pay you. You're providing a service, and you're a valuable member of society. So back to trading. If you use Market Profile or bands or any indicators or anything, and you're consistently making money and you're happy, what else can you ask for from a career? That's your goal. Find something that you like and have it be very profitable.